Stephanie Menendez was in Reykjavik. Tabitha Green was in Budapest. Lou Manfredini just got back from his listener trip to Spain. Marsha Lyles was in Las Vegas and saw some amazing things. And Brett Harrington from our staff just got back from Vegas, too. Separate trip. But it's just like, holy cow, you guys. So everybody's buzzing, going, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. So I said, okay, Stephanie, I got 60 seconds for you. Are you ready?
I am, yes.
Stephanie Menendez, operations manager, just back from Reykjavik. What was the highlight of your trip?
I loved the Blue Lagoon. It's a geothermal spa right outside of Reykjavik. And it was such a relaxing, amazing experience. I can't recommend it enough.
So is that one of those outdoor thermal pools that you just wade into?
Right. So it's a geothermal spa, and the water is this beautiful light blue color. And it's like that because of the way the silica in the water reflects off the sunlight. So you can't see through it, and it's just gorgeous. And it's warm and lovely because it's 40 degrees outside, but in the water it's 100 degrees.
I travel a little, and everybody says you got to go to Iceland, you got to go to Iceland. It's just kind of raw, natural beauty, right? Is it, though? But there's not cool towns, right?
I know, it's absolutely wonderful. I've been twice in 6 months, John. I went with my little girls and my mother back in April, and then this time I went on a girlfriend trip for the weekend.
Wow. And how's the food? I don't imagine the food in Iceland is that good.
You know, I really had an amazing hot dog in Iceland.
Not a Chicago, an Iceland dog?
It was an Iceland dog. They had this like light brown sauce that I didn't get with it. I was kind of boring. I got it plain, but it was a delicious hot dog.
All right, so two trips for Stephanie to Reykjavik. Reykjavik?
I say Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
I think it's a tomato kind of thing, John. I don't think there's a wrong way for us to pronounce it.
The thermal pool was the highlight. Cool. Hey, Steph, nice to see you. Welcome back.
See you soon. Bye.
That's our Stephanie Menendez. Tabitha Green is our Director of Marketing and Digital Innovation. It's not can you top this, Tabitha, but can you top that, Tabitha?
I don't know. She had a pretty awesome trip.
Well, you were in Budapest, and that's... And by the way, do we say Budapest or Budapest?
Budapest.
Kind of what I thought. So,
at least that's what the locals have said.
Do you stay in a hotel or did you do a river cruise?
We actually did an Airbnb, which was amazing. We stayed in this amazing, probably 2,000 square foot apartment, super reasonable in price. That was just beautifully done.
Yeah, how much? I was just thinking, what's a three bedroom Airbnb for a week in Budapest cost?
Yeah, you are going to be shocked, but it was about $200 a night, and there were three bedrooms, three baths, three and a half baths actually.
Wow.
And it was large.
So, you know, after the airfare, you're pretty much set. Then you can cook in or do whatever you want, huh?
Yeah, here's the best thing about Budapest is that everything is so affordable. They're not on the euro, although you can pay in euros. They're not on the euro, and you can buy beer or wine for less than $2. So you can eat and drink at a reasonable price. You can stay at a reasonable price, and a lot of the things that you can see there are actually pretty reasonable as well.
We were there a year ago and loved the town and the market squares and shops and that sort of thing. And, yeah, some of the street food is fantastic.
Yeah.
So what was the highlight for you?
The highlight for me, and this is really how I judge my vacations, is by the food. I did not have a bad meal the entire time that we were there. And the one thing that I did fall in love with was the Hungarian goulash. I think I ordered it for every single meal.
So that's just like a stew, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because the way that the Hungarians do it, it's more of a soup. So it's, you know, your typical stew with beef, stew meat, potatoes, carrots, and onions. But you know what I think the secret is the Hungarian paprika that they use. So we
right.
definitely brought back a whole bunch of it.
Everybody's selling the paprika, or do you say paprika? The people are nice too, right?
Yes. I think, I think people have a very different opinion when they hear Budapest, but everyone was super nice. I was told that a lot of people didn't speak English and was pleasantly surprised that everybody that we encountered spoke English.
Tabitha Green is our Director of Marketing and Digital Innovation here at WGN. Welcome back, Tabitha. Nice to see you.
Thank you.
Marsha Lyles, who helps me do the bright side on Fridays, reading the texts as they poured in, is one of our sales assistants here. Hi, Marsha. How are you?
Hi, John.
So where were you?
I actually went over to Vegas last Friday, so that was my bright side, actually.
Yeah, you couldn't do that for us, so you just got back. Did you get back last night?
I just got back last night.
What was, I hate to say this, but did you see Mandalay Bay?
I did.
What happens over there now?
It's pretty secure over there now. They have police almost at every elevator.
The hotel is up and running.
It's
obviously
up and running, yeah.
Did you stay there?
I did not. I was at the Luxor next door.
Yeah.
But it is up and running, and they're just tight with security right now.
You see more of a presence, a police presence?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because you go there now and again. This is more than you've seen in the past, right?
Absolutely. It was only at that particular hotel.
What was the show? Did you go for a show? Did you go for somebody? What was the big draw?
Oh, I went to go check out Jay-Z 444 tour.
How was the show?
It was wonderful.
You told me that he was a little late getting there.
He was 3 hours late.
Is that his deal? Because some of these artists are like that. Is he like that? Is he notoriously late?
Well, you know what? One person, Tabitha, actually told me he's done that in the past.
Shows up late for his show. So what do you do? Just sitting around, waiting?
Sitting around, waiting, drinking.
Yeah. Did you play the games?
Yeah, I did play some of the games.
And did you come out ahead?
They played me.
That answers that question. But Vegas is still fun.
It's still fun. A huge crowd.
Because you see the commercials on TV now, Vegas strong. And, you know, they're sort of saying, come back to Las Vegas, come back to Las Vegas.
And it's still strong as ever.
Yeah. Good crowds, or was they down a little bit from when you've seen them in the past?
It's still up.
The highlight of the trip?
Especially for the Halloween, during this time of the year, there's a lot of people there. With costumes.
Partying. What was the highlight of the trip for you?
The highlight for me, I would say, is going to the concert. I got to rest a lot.
Yeah, no
I didn't want to come back needing a vacation from my
Where's resort. Your part? We partied. It was crazy.
No,
you were chilling.
I was chilling. I only partied one night.
One of your colleagues, well, all of us are colleagues here. Brett Harrington is our digital sales coordinator at WGN. You were in Vegas over the weekend too, right?
I was, John.
Yeah, but you didn't go with Marcia.
Separate trips.
You went there for why?
So I actually went for an early 30th birthday present to myself.
Nice.
I went with two of my best friends, and we actually went to see Britney, which was awesome.
Not Britney Spears, Britney.
Yes, Britney.
You're on a first name basis.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I think her super fans are that way.
Yeah.
It's Britney.
You know, it's like the Madonna of our generation, you know?
So you followed her, you've loved her, you've forgiven her, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Always been there
for her.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what was the highlight of your trip?
Meeting her. I actually got to do a backstage tour with her assistant.
How did you manage that?
Actually, one of my friends, Allie, actually scored me the backstage opportunity. It was awesome.
Do you pay extra for that, or is that something they draw? How do you get that?
Well, the tour was actually because she actually knew someone who worked for the show, so that was free. But then, obviously, the backstage, like the meet and greet portion, I actually had to pay for, but it was a gift to myself.
Do you care to share with us what the whole kit and caboodle cost you then? Don't have to.
Sure, why not? So the actual meet and greet portion, not including the ticket, was $1,500. And that's insane, but whatever.
Hey, this is your life. It's your money.
It is.
Do you have a wife and kids?
I do not.
Do you have a mortgage and an insane car payment?
I do not.
Then you get to do whatever you want.
YOLO, right?
So are you? Did it? Was it worth it to you?
It was. She was very, very shy. So, you know, when you see her on stage.
Well,
you know,
she's getting to meet Brett. I mean, of course she's going to be a little taken aback.
I'm intimidating. So, I don't know. It was great. I loved it. She was just very shy. So opposite of how she was on stage.
Right. She wasn't. Is her show very sexy still?
Yeah. Very, envelope pushing.
Really?
High energy.
What do you mean by envelope pushing?
A little risque, if you will.
Sure. And how long was the meet and greet backstage?
I'd say a good five minutes or so, give or take.
So you got to visit with her for about 5 minutes.
Yeah. You know, met her team, met her manager, got to go backstage, see all the wardrobe. It was really cool. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. $1,500 for that.
Yeah.
And then how much for the show itself?
Like $250.
Yeah. Good seats, though. Huh?
Yeah. I was first row.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome.
So you've got your Britney ticket punched now.
Yes. Bucket list check.
What else is on that list?
you know, just travel more. Yeah. Honestly, I don't travel a ton, so this trip was kind of eye-opening in that aspect.
You know, I do these cruises with listeners, like Lou Manfredini just got back from Spain. I thought Lou would be able to join us in this segment, but Lou will get his chance. He obviously was talking about it this past Saturday. But I should do that. I should say, hey, WGN listeners, I'm going on a Kelly cruise in April. Brenda and I visit kellycruises.com right now and sign up for our trip. But if you want to spend 5 minutes with Brenda and I and inside our suite, you have to pay extra. Marcia, what do you think that should go for?
Oh, I'd say at least $2,000.
$2,000.
Yeah, maybe three.
Yeah, I'd say two or three, and that would be grand, but I don't think $2,000 would wash. Lou is on line 7. Okay, so Mr. Manfredini back from Spain. I know both of you got stuff to do. Feel free to hang out or go back to your fascinating and important work that you do here. But welcome back, Brett. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much, John.
Marcia, I'll talk to you on Friday, right?
We'll see you on Friday.
Welcome back.
I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be.
Hi, Lou Manfredini.
Hi, John.
It's our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, who you heard Saturday and Saturdays on GN, but we're a little nervous because if you'd run into any problems with your Friday flight back from Spain, you would have missed your gig Saturday, but all went okay, huh?
It was great. It was really, I was...
in Spain.
Super, super impressed. Spain is a wonderful country. I was really intrigued by the fact that the Muslim and Arabic influence in the country of Spain was so prominent, and it was really a wonderful trip with many WGN listeners, and we had just a great time.
That's funny because you think of that as a West European nation, so, you know, Catholic or something. I didn't anticipate that you would come back and say you were interested to see the Arabic and Muslim influences.
For two centuries, the Muslims, the Jews, and the Catholics existed in harmony. And then when the Crusades happened, they just kicked everybody out, which, yeah, I'm like, no wonder they're so angry. But, I mean, the influence of the mosques and the that were built by the sultans and the influence of the Arabic language on Spanish itself was really quite fascinating. Mm. And I just learned a whole bunch of stuff, along with, you know, eating lots of ham and drinking Spanish wine and beer. So
well, I was listening to your show on Saturday, of course, and there you were going, holy Toledo, that's not from Ohio. That's from Toledo, Spain.
It is not. Right. There's a beautiful town called Toledo, where I also found out that they filmed a bunch of episodes of Games of Thrones there.
Huh.
And they even make the swords there. They have these blacksmith shops where they make the swords. But in that one geographic town, there were over 100 churches and houses of worship all jammed into this beautiful little city that's in the hills. And thus, they said, the term Holy Toledo, or as we say, Toledo, comes from there.
Do you get this impression? Because Brenda and I have traveled over to Europe, just, you know, wherever there's water. I mean, we've done some inland trips, but we do a lot of cruises. And you visit these old European towns, and you're so impressed with the magnificence of their cathedrals and big churches, and then some of the towns that just have them scattered everywhere. But you also think, you know, guys, if we had been working on a polio vaccine instead of building houses of worship, we might have been better off. Did you ever get that feeling that their immersion in religion was almost working against them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you look at some of the architecture and what it took, I mean, there was a cathedral that we went through that took 500 years to build.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think of the masses of people that, you know, designed it and built it, and generation upon generation never saw it finished.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, imagine what they could have accomplished in that 500 years.
What was the highlight of the trip for you, Lou?
You know, it was, we went to a part of Spain called the, Alhambra, which is this, the best way to describe it would be this, Middle Ages botanic gardens. But also within this area were all these castles and, fortresses that were built by the sultans, to protect the area of Spain. and the history that was there, and then when the Catholics came through and then kind of made it their own, but then preserved some of it. Some of these homes that the sultans lived in were these very nondescript towers, and then you went inside, and there was all this ornate etching and just this absolutely exquisite beauty on something that you wouldn't see until you went inside, which evidently is, you know, part of the whole theme of being a Muslim, is that the beauty's on the inside, not the outside. So it was fascinating.
As are you, sir. Welcome back. Nice to hear you on the radio, and I'll bump into you soon.
You got it. See you, Jen.
That's our Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Everybody was just buzzing about their trip. So there was our little tour of Reykjavik, Budapest, Spain, Las Vegas, and Brittany.